Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Last week we began to look at Matthew chapter 5, and we focused on verses 13 to 16.
上周呢，我们开始查考了就是马太福音的第五章，然后我们仔细的考察点是在13节到16节。
Where Jesus said that we as his disciples are the salt of the world.
在那节几节经文里面告诉我们，作为他的门徒，我们是世上的盐。
And he also said we are the light of the world.
他也说了，我们就是世上的光。
We are to let our light shine so that the whole world sees and sees our good works and glorify God.
所以他要让我们的光照在人前，叫世人看见我们的好行为，并将荣耀归给我们天上的父。
We noted last week how chapters 5 to 7 are a complete section of teaching from Jesus.
我们注意到一点，就是五章、六章、七章这三节的，就是它是一个总纲，就是教导我们的一个总纲。
For his disciples.
而他所教导的这个总纲呢，是针对他的门徒教导的。
And so these three chapters.Are very important guidelines for us in our lives as Christians too.
所以呢，这三章的当中的教导呢，就是对我们基督徒的生命是非常的重要的。
So, please turn to Matthew 5. I noticed that most of you already have.
大家请翻到马太福音五章，但我也注意到大基本上很多人都已经翻到了。
Which is good, by the way.
顺便说一下，这是一个非常好的。
So read, if you could read together from verse 21 to 26.
那我们今天来读的经节是21节到26节。不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判，只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判，骂弟兄是拉加的难免公会的审判，凡骂弟兄是魔力的难免地狱的火。所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。你同告你的对头还在路上，就赶紧与他和席，恐怕他把你送给审判官，审判官交付衙役，你就下在监里了。我实在告诉你们，若有一文钱还没有还清，你断不能从那里出来。
So verse 21 begins, You have heard that it was said long ago, Do not murder.
所以呢，21节的一开始他就有这样的一个开端，开言他说，你们听见有吩咐古人的说不可杀人。
But before we think about the subject of murder,
但是呢，在我们开始思考不要杀人的这个主题之前，
we need to notice that Jesus used this introduction in verse 21, another 5 times in the chapter.
那我们也可以留意到，就是耶稣一开始用的这个引言，以就是你们听见有吩咐古人的这句话作为五章的开始，然后接下来他是提及了五次的。
So that's 6 times in the chapter he says, You have heard that it was said.
然后呢，他在这整个五章当中总共是有用了六次，你们听见有人说。
If you look at chapter 5 as a whole, you'll see that Jesus says that in verse 21 here.
你们可以看到，就是如果在整个章节当中的21节的这句话，你们听见有话说。
Then verse 27.
然后你们再看27节，他也说了同样的话。
Verse 31.
31节也是这样。
33.
33节也说了。
38.
38节，你看一下。
And 43.
还有最后一节是43节，他在这里也说了。
And each time Jesus is starting on a new subject.
当他这几节经文的一开始说这样的话，后面就会引出了一个新的主题。
Hopefully when we've studied these sections over the coming months.
我希望接下来的我们几个星期当中，我们会逐一的来这每个引言当中的每个主题，我们都可以应该来查考。
You will see that Jesus gives us a similar way of thinking about these six subjects.
我们也可以看到耶稣用这样的一个教导的一个模式来训练我们，也要应该这样的思考。
And it is a pattern that we can use in our thinking in every part of our life for God.
而这样的一个思考的这样的一个方式，可以让我们运用到我们的生活当中，我们去操练。
Now in verse 22, it begins, but I say.
但是我们可以看到22节当中一开始他就会说，只是我告诉你们。
You have heard that it was said.
你们听见有话说。
But I say.
但是我告诉你们。
And of course it's Jesus speaking. Jesus says.
当然他说我只是我告诉你的，这个我是耶稣自己在说的话。
So, Jesus is telling his disciples,
耶稣告诉他的门徒们。
You know what the Old Testament says?
你们知道圣经的旧约是怎么说的？
Because of course, they didn't have the New Testament yet.
当然也是因为那个时候他们还没有新约。
And you've heard what teachers have taught over the years, over the centuries.
所以你们在经过几个世纪的这个时间，你们也听过很多很多的教师的教导。
But I, Jesus, now say this.
但是现在我耶稣基督告诉你们。
Jesus's meaning is that he is not just an ordinary teacher like everybody else through all these years.
耶稣在这里的意思是他并不像历史历代当中那些普普通通的圣经老师。
It doesn't matter what other people have said over the centuries.
所以呢，不管过去的老师是怎么样来跟你解释的。
But Jesus is claiming his authority as God who came to earth to be with us.
但是呢，主耶稣基督呢，就在这里宣告他是神，他来到这里和我们一起。
He's not just another teacher.
他不仅仅只是一位老师。
He is the boss, the ultimate truth.
他是一个掌权的主。
We need to learn from Jesus' pattern of teaching.
我们需要学习耶稣教导我们的模式。
And we need to think this way as a pattern in our life.
我们也需要在我们的生活当中运用这样的模式来生活，来思考问题。
The pattern is, I've been taught this way, I've heard this way.
这个模式就是我听到我或者有人这样教导过我。
But what does Jesus say?
但是呢，耶稣说的是什么？
Or I think this way.
或者呢，是我自己认为是这样子的。
But what does the Bible and Jesus say?
但是呢，圣经和耶稣说的话是什么呢？
And of course we need to ask the Holy Spirit to give us understanding as we do this.
当然呢，当我们这样去思考时，我们是需要祈求圣灵给我们这样的悟性的，然后帮助我们能够真正理解他的含义。
So let's start thinking about Jesus, about what Jesus says about murder.
那我们现在开始思想第一个，就是关于耶稣说杀人的这个话。
Verse 21, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder.
二十一节开始，它就是你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人。
This is one of the Ten Commandments.
这是其中十诫之一。
That God gave to the Israelites when they came out of Egypt.
这是神给以色列人的话，是当以色列出埃及的时候给他们的十诫。
The disciples knew this, of course.
当然呢，门徒是都知道这一条诫命的。
And they knew the way that other teachers had explained the Ten Commandments down and other things as well down through the years.
当然呢，他们经过很多年的这个时间的流逝，他们也听过很多很多的老师对这条诫命或者别的诫命的解释和讲解。
But then Jesus says, but I say.
但是接着耶稣就说，只是我告诉你们。
I say that everyone who is angry with his brother is subject to judgment.
所以每个对弟兄生气的人都会受到审判。
He's saying this command means much more than just don't kill people.
他这个经文就是不要杀人，这个就是他的意思更广更深，不单单只是杀人。
The truth is broader and deeper than the short summary don't murder.
真正的真理它是更广阔的，也更我们所理解，比我们理解的更深的。不单单只是杀人而已。
There are other things that are related to this command.
跟这条诫命相关的其他的事宜是和跟这条诫命有关的。
Particularly anger and more generally the way people, the way we relate to one another.
其中有一条很清楚的说，就是人的怒气，而这个也导致我们可能跟和别人相处时候所呈现出来的一个状态。
Perhaps most murders happen because of uncontrolled anger.
也有可能很多的一些凶杀案件，它是从因为我们失控的这个怒气开始的。
Murder is wrong.
杀人是错的，有罪的。
But what's much more important is the sinful attitudes and thoughts which lead to murder.
而更重要的是那些把我们引向杀人的这种罪性态度和思想。
And of course that's related to what Tony has been teaching this morning too.
当然呢，也跟我们今天早上托尼教的经节有关。
It has been said.
有说到
Murder is not a crime of the hand,
杀人不是手犯罪的问题
but of the heart,
而是心犯罪了。
Okay, murder is not a crime of the hand, but of the heart.
所以再说一遍，杀人的罪不是手犯的罪，是心犯的罪。
We can, it's also true of the other five subjects that Jesus speaks about in the rest of the chapter.
而这个呢，这个思考的问题同样适用于耶稣在本章的所引发的另外的五个问题是新的问题的。
Adultery is a particular act.
奸淫也是一种特别犯罪的一种形式。
But the source of the crime is the heart and mind, not the action.
所以呢，奸淫他的这个行为呢，他是心和意念的罪，而不仅仅只是这个行为上出现的这个问题。
Whatever act is wrong, it's because our heart and mind are wrong and sinful.
所以任何我们犯错的，让我们犯罪犯错的行为，都是因为我们的心和意念出了问题，先出了问题，充满了罪。
So Jesus talks about anger.
所以耶稣在这里谈到怒气。
But anger is also linked with lots of other words and attitudes.
但是怒气又与跟别的其他的词紧密相连。
How about envy?
我们来看一下嫉妒。
Jealousy.
眼红。
Malice.
恶意。
Hatred.
仇恨
contempt
轻视
resentment
埋怨
bitterness
苦毒
and I'm sure there are other words that some of you will think of too
我可能也觉得其他可能还有其他的词语你们可以想得到的
Our relationships with other people reflect our sinful nature
所以我们的言语呢可以看到我们的表明我们跟别人的关系所呈现的一个就是我们这个有罪性的一个表象。
And verse 2 also talks about calling people names.
如果我们在22节当中他也说了用言语辱骂别人。
And speaking negatively about people.
比如说呢就是说一些更恶劣的话
You're a fool
比如说你是愚蠢的
Stupid
是个笨蛋
Idiot
真是个白痴
And there are lots of worse words that can be used
在我们这社会当中可能我们用的甚至于是更恶劣的一些言语
Remember thatPeople can be deeply hurt by what we say.
所以我们要记住的一点是，人会被不友善的这种侮辱性的言语是伤害的。
So we need to ask ourselves what our attitudes are, our real heart attitudes are to other people.
所以我们要反思我们自己。问问我们自己我们对别人的态度是什么样的我们心里面真正对待别人的态度是什么样的
When we say negative things about people what does that show about our own heart
当我们在说一些消极的话会对别人说一些消极话的时候其实它呈现是说我们心里面的一个状态
And we need to make sure that we don't follow the same careless and derogatory negative things that are said in society.
所以我们要必须谨守反省然后呢确保我们不跟从周围人的这种随意伤害别人的话或者这种不好的言语的方式。
So to say do not murder relates to so much more about us and our heart and attitude.
所以呢，当我们说不可杀人的时候，它不单单杀人的这个动作，但它更多的是关于我们怎么我们内心的对别人的一个态度是什么样的。
Now this teaching also underlines the great value of human life.
而这一段的这个教导很强调或者重人的生命的宝贵。
Each person is made in the image of God.
我们每一个人都是照着神的形象造的。
And is to be treated with respect and care.
所以我们都应当是被尊重、被珍惜或者被善待的。
All our attitudes and actions towards other people need to be based on the value of each person.
所以我们对他人的一切的行为或者这个态度都应该反映出他们每一个人在神眼中的价值。
Our attitudes and reactions should reflect the value and potential of each person as an image of God.
我们的行为态度都需要反映出在神眼中的价值、个人的潜能和尊严。
So we should be supporting, encouraging, and helping each person.
所以我们应当努力扶持、鼓励和帮助每一个人。
So the way we speak to other people and the way we speak about other people reflects what is within us.
所以呢，当我们跟别人讲话的言语态度是什么，或者是我们跟谈论别人的态度和言语的时候，它所反映的是我们心里所想的。
So what about anger? Is it always wrong to feel angry?
所以呢，我们再来说谈一下怒气。那怒气或者生气是不是在任何情况下都是错的呢？
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26 says this.
以弗所书四章二十六节是这样说的。
Be angry but don't sin.
生气却不要犯罪。
Don't let the sun go down on your anger.
不可含怒到日落。
So there are times when being angry is permissible.
所以有些时候一定怒气是可以被允许的。
But even then, it needs to be controlled.
但即使这样说，我们的怒气也是应该被管理的，被节制的。
And don't hold on to your anger.
所以不要抓住你的怒气不放。
Don't nurse it every day from today to tomorrow and so on.
所以呢，不要滋养着你的怒气，不要就说今天、明天、后天，每一天的都是滋养，给你的怒气增添养分。
Don't let the sun go down on your anger.
不可含怒到日落。
Don't go to bed nursing.
更不要带着你的怒气入睡。
This applies to many situations in life and is important for those of us who are married in particular, I think.
这个原则呢适用于我们生活的每一个方面，但对就是已婚的人来说可能显得格外重要。
Now, the Bible tells us about two times that Jesus was angry.
圣经记载了耶稣两次发怒的情形。
So, there are times when it's okay to be angry.
一次的时候就是在可以发怒气的情况。
The first time was when Jesus was healing a man with a shriveled hand.
第一次的时候是耶稣在医治一个手枯干的人的时候发生的。
On the Sabbath day.
而且这个事情是发生在安息日。
And the Pharisees were watching him because they said you couldn't do other things on the Sabbath.
因为当时的法利赛人看到他做了这个事情的时候，对他是很愤怒，是说你今天在安息日是不可以做任何事情的。
And Jesus was angry because of their lack of care and concern for the guy with the shriveled hand.
是，而当时耶稣发怒的原因是因为法利赛人对这个手枯干的人的这个态度，就是他们并不关心这个人。
And he healed the shriveled hand.
所以当时耶稣呢，他是医治了这个手枯干的人。
But he wasn't angry about his own feelings and what was being said or done about him.
但是呢，他的这个生气，这个怒气，并不是因为他的个人得失，就是可能别人说了什么，对他做了什么。
He was upset that the Pharisees were so uncaring and so much heading in the wrong way.
他当时的生气的点是在于法律赛人呢对别人毫无怜悯和关爱，他们的这个所走的方向是另外的了。
And the second time was when Jesus went to the temple, saw all the people, the money changers and the selling of the animals for sacrifice and so on, and he chased them all out.
所以第二次呢，是在耶稣在圣殿的时候，他看到人们在那个地方兑换银钱买卖动物的时候，他很生气，所以呢，他把人们赶出去了。
He was angry because they were dishonoring God.
他这次的怒气是因为他们并没有尊重神。
So it's right to be concerned and upset about things that are wrong in our society and the way things are done.
所以呢，我们可能对一些的愤怒或者是怒气是合理的，比如说我们在面对社会的不公，或者是别人被对不当对待的时候。
And this time as well, Jesus wasn't concerned about himself.
所以呢，耶稣当时的这个情况，他也所怒气并不是因为他自己受到他自己的缘故。
Now, if we look at verses 23 and 24, actually,Let's read it again.
我们再来看一下23节到24节，我们再读一次。所以你在坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
Clearly we need to be keeping good relationships.But that around us.
所以我们可以很清楚地看到与周围的人保持良好的关系是很重要的。
And Jesus is saying that we need to put things right with other people before we ahead of serving God in the church.
所以呢，我们耶稣很清楚地教导我们应该跟人有一个很好的关系或者是和好，比我们来参加教会的事工，参与服事。
Don't keep doing good things that seem to be right.
我们
Not saying it very clear. Jesus is saying our relationships are more important than the way we work in the life of the church.
啊，他的意思就是我们跟人的关系其实是更重要的，比我们比如说在这个我们认为做了一些对的事情，在教会的服事当中的事工或者服事。
If we know somebody is upset with us, we need to try and reconcile with that person before we come to church.
所以呢，如果我们知道有弟兄跟我们有埋怨的时候，我们或者我们对弟兄有埋怨的时候，我们在来教会之前，我们应该寻求和解。
And if we come and the Holy Spirit then reminds us of things that we need to put right with other people.
如果当有一天有圣灵提醒你，你应该跟某个人有一个很好的关系，或者你们应该和解一个关系的时候，
we need to stop our involvement and go and put our relationship up.
所以呢，我们应该呢就是放下我们所认为是在敬拜或者是聚会或者是我们认为对的事情，也放下这些手头上是应该先寻求跟这个人和解先。
And we need to act quickly so that we don't wait and then forget.
所以呢，我们要快速的来去寻求这种和解，而不是让他说等一下之后我们可能呢就忘记了。
So we need to be doing that first and then come and worship God.
所以呢，我们要放下我们正在说的事，然后呢先去和解，之后呢再回来敬拜神。
Of course, we can't force somebody else to reconcile with us.
当然了，如果对方不愿意和好，我们是没有办法去强迫他们与我们和好的。
We are responsible to try to reconcile.
而我们的责任就是我们走出自己的这一步，我们愿意去寻求和解。
Even if the other person won't.
即使是对方是不愿意的状态下。
Now, I'd like to comment briefly.
我要简单的总结一下。
On verse 25 and 26.
然后我们来看一下25节到26节。
The passage is a bit hard for us to put in context of our modern world.
而这一节的经文可能呢，这个内容呢是没有办法跟我们当今的这个社会现象或者这个社会的运作的方式联系在一起。
But because keeping good relationships with those around us is important.
因为和我们周围的人就是有一个好的关系是很重要的。
There will be times when we need to be compromising.
所以我们有的时候需要有一些妥协的态度。
And perhaps agreeing to differ.
可能呢，我们也要就是同意，即使这件事情是我不赞同的。
Rather than have disagreements.Let alone legal battles.
这个呢，就是可能呢，就是我们就不会导致，因为我们坚持不同意或者不赞同，然后我们就会有一些法律上的诉讼程序开始。
Now I hope that none of us need to get into legal battles.
我希望我们当中呢，没有人呢去需要一些对簿公堂的事情发生在我们的生活当中。
And I believe that the Bible actually says, basically, don't get into legal battles. You should be able to sort things out as God's body, the church.
所以呢，他在经文当中他也说了，其实我们不应该，就是我们的生活生命中不应该是作为就是诉讼在公堂作为一个手段，而应该在这个之前，我们就应该按照神的教导，能够把这些问题都能够妥协，和解，或者是妥善的得到处理。
But occasionally there may be situations where we need to be involved in legal battles to ensure that there is good policy and action in our community.
但是呢，有一些情况也是需要被卷入法律的纷争之中的。这个情况就是我们为了社会的公益，为了建立一个良好的制度和政策，所以这个时候法律途径也是必要的。
Well, there is quite a lot involved in this passage.
所以呢，这几节经文当中，包括的内容是很广。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will guide us in applying this into our own lives.
我呢在我向神祈求，我们求神在我们的这个生活当中，我们能够运用到他所教导的这些话，让我们能够活出来。
So let's pray together.
然后我们来一起来祷告。
Lord, we come to you as your disciples and servants.
主要我们我来到你面前，作为你的门徒和你的仆人。
May we keep learning to live in good relationship with people around us.
让我们学习与身边的人建立并活出良好的关系。
Both in the church and in society.
这个良好的关系，不论是在教会中还是社会里。
Help us to have victory over anger and envy and jealousy and so on.
求你帮助我们胜过怒气、眼红、嫉妒，还有别的所有的不好的心思意念。
Help us to learn to reconcile quickly when we have problems and misunderstandings.
也帮助我们在与人发生冲突和不解时能够迅速的和好。
Please search our hearts today.
求你检查我们的内心。
And show us if we need to put anything right with others.
指明我们是否有与人把事情处理妥当的。
And show us if there's any wicked way in us.
也求你显明我们里面的恶行或者不讨你喜悦的地方。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
求你用圣灵充满我们。
And we pray in the name of Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.